Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
They're about to pass bills to regulate and tax and do home inspections and tax all carbon. It's been all over the news. It's Washington Post. Man detained. Oh, now I'm going crazy. Let me think of the exact headline. It is now illegal to take photos of buildings in D.C. But there's no law. But they have weapons. And it's their country, and they're going to ship the coke and heroin in, and your kids are going to use it and go to their own prisons. And they're going to make your kids take Ritalin and Prozac. And they're going to take your guns, and they're going to hurt you. And they got a lot of stupid goons who like to push people around and aren't real warriors that like to pick on innocent people. And they enjoy just destroying the republic. Just filth. Yes, there it is. There it is. Washington Post. Secret buildings you may not photograph. There's the Washington Post right there. Secret buildings you may not photograph. DARPA. I am sick of you, criminal filth, trying to domesticate us and intimidate us and set the precedent that we're your slaves for so your offshore banker masters can suck us dry. Stop being traitors. Stop destroying the United States. Stop claiming you're patriots. I just see stuff like this and it makes me mad. And I'm already wound up over the Federal Reserve dictatorship and saying Congress has no authority over the coining and issuance of currency and money. I go to events and they have the Army watching us, and it's now in the news. The Army follows us around when we go protest the Federal Reserve and Ron Paul. You're criminals. You're in the wrong. You're bad. Got it? Get it through your head. But see, they hire these little nobody scumbags and people used to torturing people and spying on people in Iraq, and they're bringing them all back here to do it to us. You are trash. You are scum. You're worse than Stalin. You're as bad as Hitler. You're as bad as Lenin. You're trash. You're filth. You're Maoist crap. You're pieces of un-American trash. Get the American flags off your car. Stop putting Browning stickers, deer hunting stickers on your car and swagging around. You're an American. I know who you people are. You're a bunch of trash. Power trips, and I swear we're going to bring you to justice when we take this country back. We got to make sure you all get in trouble for what you've done, because you'll just come right back like cancer. God, they go on ABC News and brag how they listen to you have sex with your wife and sit around laughing. The NSA guys literally just sit there in their offices masturbating. I mean, that's just a bunch of scumbags masturbating is what the NSA is. And covering up. Local cops are about to bust a government child kidnapping ring. NSA comes in to stop. Somebody catches government shipping drugs in. NSA finds out, comes in and blocks the investigation. It's all to make sure their crimes continue. And spying on Congress illegally and running all their scams. And MI6 and MI5 spies on the British Parliament. You're criminals. We're going to get you. You're criminals. And a lot of you are just compartmentalized. You just grab the data and pass it up to the sicko eggheads above you. Okay, now I'm getting mad. Just stop being in denial about what... And then the company that's made the vaccine is Baxter, caught putting weaponized bird flu in the vaccines. Bloomberg News, but you don't care. And people will take it, and they'll die, and you'll stick your kids to the ground, and you'll go, proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm thumb scanned, and everything gets listened to, and the police wear black uniforms, and I get home inspections for my carbon tax, and I gladly turn my guns in, because I'm proud to be a slave of the bankers. God bless the slaves. And the masters. The idiot type redneck people, they've got to serve the new world order, kind of the enforcer. It's like gorillas, like policy. I mean, you know, I'm kind of ashamed I'm a little bit related to them. And I got a bunch of other scum working for them. I've seen you. You're a bunch of trash. Oh, I hate you. Oh, liberty, folks. I'm really threatened by all this. So I get a little fired up. But the spirit of liberty is infectious, is it not?
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Visit with the FBI. Never fun. And I have my new federal subpoena right here. And this time there's no gag order on it. And it deals with the case of that moron on InfoWars.com. Of course, he and others said the stuff a bunch of other places. They don't care about that. So where I have to go to trial in Virginia to testify, which is just absolute crap. That's it. We have to go to a registration system on the comments on InfoWars and Prison Planet, because it just goes on and on. And I knew it when it was happening that the first FBI agent, Pham, was his last name. I can go pull all the stuff. In fact, call Tim in here. He knows Pham's first name. Agent Pham kept calling people randomly in the office, asking questions about my business, asking questions about me. And I'm like, what is it you don't need to understand, FBI? It's a comment. We removed it. A week later, you call up with a subpoena. And the FBI says, well, why did you remove it? Well, because I'm not going to have a cop's home number and name on the web and where his family lives, with some stupid pothead, it turns out, sitting in his mommy's basement like an idiot from his own computer with his own IP address, threatening the policeman's life that shot the dark guy in the back. And I knew it was either they wanted me as a witness with their snooping or they're trying to somehow tie me in with this. Because I had the FBI ask me, you don't agree with that, do you? And I went ahead and talked to them because there's no point in paying $5,000 to have some meeting with a lawyer, you know, thousands of dollars. But this is the kind of crap that I deal with and the type of stuff that goes on. I mean, you can go to YouTube right now and find hundreds of comments in the last hour naming police, naming people, saying go after them. Nothing happens. I've talked to people at YouTube. They just ignore the subpoenas. They're such a big corporation, and the feds just leave them alone. This is just a way to harass me. And I'm not saying that the Austin cop that was with the FBI, that these guys are here to harass me. And they were definitely playing the good cop. Hey, we can get a beer sometime. Yeah, I bet. I told them, you want to investigate Dyncorp and Halliburton with the child kidnapping rings. In fact, pull up, if you Google or do a YouTube, Dyncorp child kidnapping congressional hearing, and the congresswoman asked Rumsfeld about it, and he says, yeah, well, they got in the penalty box for doing that. This is kidnapping children in mass to take them to Saudi Arabia, Thailand, Israel, other places. And it's like, oh, that's not my department. But see, there's all these FBI agents and people for some moron, pothead, who is an idiot. But, see, this, the threats can be on MySpace. The threats can be on YouTube. They can be everywhere. It's my website, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. I have the White House, open surrogates, George Soros, newspapers, magazines, every day attacking me now. CNN went after me. Ed Schultz went after me on MSNBC this week. Or whatever his name is, something Schultz, big pumpkin head guy. What? No, not Shepard Smith. Shepard Smith hadn't gone after me. I don't recognize the idiots on CNN. The clip's up on Infowars.com. I do recognize former Air America guy. Got like kind of curly, short red hair. Looks like his head's twice the size of mine, which is, that's pretty big. I got somewhat of a pumpkin head. And I'm just so sick of it. Did you find the clip? It's easy to find. Oh, we're pulling it up. I want to go out to break with this, and then I want to got Bob Chapman coming up. We're just going to take calls 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Hey, I want to thank folks that showed up at the office. Very few people know where my office is because I can't have fans and supporters banging on the door all day demanding to meet with me because I got work to do. But the few people that have been over here with guests and folks were starting to show up in the parking lot 10 minutes after I made the announcement that the FBI was here. Oh, man. Meanwhile, I'm the big criminal that has to be dealt with. I was telling these cops, hey, I got an eco-science textbook about how they want to drug the water supply and sterilize the population and take everyone's children and at birth and IEDs to forcibly sterilize everybody. I said, do you want to see that? No, we don't want to see that. No, you don't want to know about that. I said, they're putting stuff in the water to drug us, pal. And they said, no, we have no doubt you're right about that. Well, I mean, why are we not on the same team? Because it's your job. Let me tell you something. I was taught, is Tim here? I just want Pham's first name. Oh, it's Dan Pham? Ben Pham. I can barely hear you when you go over the microphone. Ben Pham. FBI agent Ben Pham was asking me everything but my blood type. And I was like, this has nothing to do. A guy commented on the page. We took it down. You called up and told me to put it back up. And I go, I'm not going to let you set me up, pal. I'm not going to post the cop's name and phone number and somebody saying kill him. And you know what? That is immoral that I was told to do that. Or maybe FAM just is stupid. I don't know. But let me just explain something here. I'm not going to do that. Because he would have said, I never told you that. I never told you to put that up. You made the threat when you put it back up. I have no doubt they'd like to get me for something, and they've been through all my taxes, all my files, everything, and they've got these guys who are just errand boys over here snooping on me. And I'm tired of it. I'm going to continue my work, and if you guys put me in prison on some set-up baloney, people are only going to spread the word that much more. What, did the computers crash in there? I want to buy new computers at work. I mean, they're trying to pull up the video. Here, I'll do it on my little computer and play the audio from here. We have it. Go ahead and play the clip. This is what the FBI needs to be investigating. Instead, they got a big office right downtown Austin. I walked up and told cops out front at one night. I said, you know, they run child kidnapping rings. And the cops just laughed at me and said, I work in there some. It's real funny, isn't it? Yeah, well, it'll be funny when you shoot your kid up with that vaccine and their hair falls out when they're 18 and they die. Because you didn't listen to me and you laughed at me. I know what I'm talking about. Go ahead and play the clip.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Secretary, I watched President Bush deliver a moving speech at the United Nations in September 2003, in which he mentioned the crisis of the sex trade. The president called for the punishment of those involved in this horrible business. But at the very moment of that speech, DynCorp was exposed for having been involved in the buying and selling of young women and children. While all of this was going on, DynCorp kept the Pentagon contract to administer the smallpox and anthrax vaccines and is now working on a plague vaccine through the Joint Vaccine Acquisition Program. Mr. Secretary, is it policy of the U.S. government to reward companies that traffic in women and little girls? That's my first question. My second question, Mr. Secretary, according to the Comptroller General of the United States, there are serious financial management problems at the Pentagon, to which Mr. Cooper alluded. Fiscal year 1999, $2.3 trillion missing. Fiscal year 2000, $1.1 trillion missing. And DOD is the number one reason why the government can't balance its checkbook. The Pentagon has claimed year after year that the reason it can't account for the money is because its computers don't communicate with each other. My second question, Mr. Secretary, is who has the contracts today to make those systems communicate with each other? How long have they had those contracts? And how much have the taxpayers paid for them? Finally, Mr. Secretary, after the last hearing, I thought that my office was promised a written response to my question regarding the four war games on September 11th. I have not yet received that response, but would like for you to respond to the questions that I've put to you today, and then I do expect the written response to my previous question, hopefully by the end of the week.
Thank you, Representative. First, the answer to your first question is no, absolutely not. The policy of the United States government is clear, unambiguous, and opposed to the activities that you described. The second question.
Well, how do you explain the fact that DynCorp and its successor companies have received and continue to receive government contracts?
I would have to go and find the facts, but there are laws and rules and regulations with respect to government contracts, and there are times that corporations do things they should not do, in which case they tend to be suspended for some period. There are times then that the under the laws and the rules and regulations for the that passed by the Congress and implemented by the executive branch, that
Good
corporations
boss.
Can get off of.
I'm going to play the rest of this later. We got to go to break, but. See, this isn't just McKinney who people can try to poo-poo and say, oh, she's whatever. This is Rumsfeld responding to the question. He knows all about it. And then they go on to respond and just, again, because a corporation has more rights than a person. The corporation is allowed to kidnap children and then just get a fine. I mean, that's how this works. You don't go to prison. You don't get the death penalty.
you get more power. You get government contracts.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about GraphUndersafes.com, the makers of the highest quality vault doors and safes available. Graph Undersafes are known as the Rolls-Royce of safes. Since 1968, they have operated based on their original principle, quality above all else. Whether it's a custom-fitted vault door or safe, you can rest assured that your valuables will be protected. Do not buy into the illusion of security at GraphUndersafes.com. The security of your valuables is their sole purpose. Go to GraphUndersafes.com today to see the entire line of amazing products available. Graph Undersafes use only the highest quality heavy metals and cold steel locking bolts. Graph Undersafes are fire and burglar resistant, and they even come with a lifetime warranty. Protect the things you care about. Go to GraphUndersafes.com. That's GraffUnderSafes.com safe.com. Or give them a call at 866-457-1801. Or click on their banner at InfoWars.com today.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
We got a surprise guest coming up in the final hour today. We're going to open the phones up for Bob Chapman, specifically your questions on the economy. The economy and period. Bob, sorry to get you on late today. I had the FBI with the APD here in the office with my federal subpoena to go to Virginia in the case of some idiot putting comments on my website. Why they need me to testify, I don't know. Hopefully this moron will plea bargain so I don't have to go. But what an interesting day, Bob.
It is fantastic. The world keeps on rolling deeper and deeper into the mire, so to speak. And
But I'm glad that it's something as simple as that.
But it's not simple. They keep asking me if I agree with the comments and things. They're definitely
trying to entrap you.
Yeah, they definitely want to put my butt in prison.
Yeah, what you do is just be very nice and say, hey, my attorney's on his way over.
I already gave them my lawyer's name and number for next time, and they still showed up.
They don't care. They'll still try it.
It's so obvious. A guy posts a comment. Police. We remove it before we're ever subpoenaed. We have to go dig it out of the records under the federal subpoena. And then they're still here asking me what I think of the comment.
Again, the entrapment.
Hey, Bob, and you've dealt with these people before. What do you think about the original agent telling me to repost it?
I think that's entrapment. I mean, why would you want to put something back on that wasn't very nice or good or evil or against the law?
Oh, Jesus. Excuse me, God. I am so sick of these people.
You've got to mentally train yourself to deal with people who deal with real criminals all the time. And what happens to the police mind is they get like the criminal mind. And so they think everybody else might be a criminal, so they approach everything that way, including members of their own family. It's something that happens to people in law enforcement. And I have two members of my family who are in law enforcement. One of them just retired as assistant chief of police in a major city. And that's the way it is.
Well, they didn't like it when I was rattling off FBI crimes to them and saying, that's why I don't trust you. They may
how to win friends and influence people. You devil, you.
They were actually, I didn't get a really bad vibe. One time with the BATF I did, I mean, my alarms were saying, criminal, 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 watch out, watch out. Totally different vibe.
I had to put up with them for about 40 years. And they didn't like me very much at all. And they in the marshal's office are not very exemplary. There's lots of good people in law enforcement, but those two groups didn't get the best of the crop, let's put it that way.
Yeah. Well, they've stolen $23.7 trillion and growing. The unemployment skyrocketing, and there's all this baloney news about how great the economy is and new home sales uptick. But then I read the number. It said the decline slowed, but the AP headline said it had grown. I mean, they are cooking some numbers, Bob.
They certainly are, and they're all in on it, and they're all controlled in the media by the same people. And there's nothing we can do about it except on this program and others like it, tell people the truth. Keep on pumping out what is really happening, and we're challenging them. We're pushing them to greater heights and ourselves as well to put them down. They're terrified. We just discussed this before, and that's why I do so many programs. Incidentally, Alex, I'm going to be on with George Norrie's program Saturday night. And it's the first time in a long time I've been on there.
Good.
But we're banging away, and we're not going to give up, and we're making headway. We're helping people plan for emergencies, both personal and physical, and as well as their finances, what should probably happen in the course of events. And we can explain to them how people can steal $23.7 trillion, a colossal figure, which boggles the mind. But, you know, if you lived in that culture like I did for 28 years, you know that anything goes. And they're always skating down the edge. I mean, it's part of the metal concept that goes with the market. And so it's not disturbing or unusual that they do something like that.
All right, Bob, let's break down the latest developments in the economy. Is it getting better like they're saying, like they said 3 years ago it was getting better, or are they lying? I think I know the answer to that question, but we'll also take your calls. 1-800-259-9231. Infowars.com is the website.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
As you already know, drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. That's 269-216-9767 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Don't forget the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. Films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. You can get this film free when you get it with Endgame or The Obama Deception. An interview with Aaron Russo, Reflections and Warnings. Great new documentary. Global Warming, Emerging Science and Understanding. Everybody needs to see this to understand the carbon tax fraud. Fabled Enemies, the latest 9/11 film out there, breaking down how the attacks were carried out. Of course, Numero Uno, the Obama deception. By the way, I gave the FBI and APD some Obama deceptions when they were here earlier. I'm not kidding. I said, research material. Maybe you can find something to set me up for in here. Because this obviously is more than just this guy posting on the comment page. You're asking all sorts of questions about do I agree with it and why would I take it down? Why the hell do you think I would take it down? Infowars.com or call toll free to get the books and videos. 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. There is so much to go over, so much to cover here. Bob, I want to just go right to calls, so because we rarely take a lot of calls when you're on, so you can cover the issues. But specifically, the economy, the media saying everything's wonderful now, as record repossessions, record credit card defaults, home loan defaults, car loan defaults. Just every economic indicator is we're in deep trouble, and they're still just saying everything's wonderful, as the banks now, as we said 6-8 months ago, took the bailout money and are hoarding it, and they're paying other banks not to loan. Why do they not want banks loaning? Where is the economy really going?
Down. And they're trying to tell us that the GDP for the second quarter was -1%. Now, the previous quarter, and I don't believe that figure, was -5.4%. And the one before that was -6.7%. You don't take quantum leaps like that over quarter to quarter. I mean, that's a tremendous difference. And they're lying. I don't believe the figures one bit. And when I posted them for tomorrow's International Forecaster at the end, I said, I don't believe these figures one bit. And so they just lie. And it's all part of a propaganda Psy War campaign to make you believe that the economy's doing good, so you go out and do the same things you were doing before they got us in all of this debt problem.
Absolutely, my friend. There's a lot of concern out there about the flu. Clearly, they're using it as a political cover, a way to pose as saviors, a way to make tens of billions off vaccine. But they're now announcing they are going to use the Army for forced inoculations. They are going to try to forcibly shoot up the kids. They're trying to make enough vaccine for every American. Obama, Dr. Barack Obama, wants everybody to take 3 shots at least for a non-event flu. So it's clearly a psyop. The question is, how bad? Is there some real bioweapon they're going to release? You know, that's what they talk about in their own government textbooks, like Ecoscience. Here's a copy of it. Drugging the water, the vaccines, how to do it. I mean, they say they're going to do it, and they've been caught doing it. I mean, but I guess it's an extreme and conspiracy theory to actually read their book and then be concerned about it. And,
well, Alex, where do they find out how many people are going to refuse to take it? Not only in the United States, but throughout the world. Now, I know it's mandatory already in some countries. And a lot of people aren't going to take it because they're listening to the information that you and I and others are putting out. My goodness, my health section is now, because of this, as big as my U.S. section of my publication. But everything that's good that I read that comes through, I post it in a link. And so the people are finding out everywhere. And I've had tremendous amount of requests of people wanting to leave the country because, as you well know, in other countries like in Latin America or Asia, they're not as sticky about everybody having a shot. You know, they might say you should, but they won't enforce it. But they will in the United States and in Europe.
But what do you think the PSYOP's all about? Have a big political smokescreen to pass cap and trade, the gun bills, the open border bills, the water grab bill. And their whole agenda is stalling. And we see them building mass graves, getting the military ready since January that we know of. Then they prime the hype in April for this non-event of a few deaths. And then now they're acting like it's the end of the world. And that's just not how flu works. And all these top epidemiologists are on the news saying this is all a fraud, but that they don't know why. I think it's completely clear they're planning on using this as a pretext to lock everything down in the middle of the Depression. Or it could just be a beta test for that down the road. We know they're federalizing everything. We know we're under UN control under this level 6. I mean,
Alex, you're right. It's a beta test to see what gains they can make, to see what the reaction of the people is going to be. And then they know when the big one comes, so to speak, 2 or 3 years down the line here, maybe in 6 months for all we know, what the reaction will be. And, of course, the shots that you have will be worthless against the next flu that they've created. One of the things that I married this possibility to is the, as you know, back in May I said that the U.S. embassies were receiving U.S. dollars to be traded for local currencies. And I backed into that. And that's verified. I've got several sources on that. And I said to myself, well, why would they do that? Well, it's because the dollar is going to go down, and they know it. And when it goes down, others, and especially commercial people in other countries, will not want to receive dollars. They want to be paid some other way, like in their own currency, perhaps. And the poor souls who are on vacation, they won't want to take their American Express or their credit or debit cards, or you won't be able to use an ATM card, and so on and so forth. So that's going to create a crisis. And I think the dollar will fall from 79.5, where it is right now, to the support level of 71.18. And during that period of time, you'll have this flu situation going. You'll have legislation which has been ground to a halt. And I think they're going to do a beta test of 3 to 5 days on shutting the banks down. There's a good possibility of that. And then the next time around, when they shut the banks down, they're not going to open them. And then they're going to have a devaluation, and they're going to have a default, and they're going to have a big powwow like they did in the early 70s in the Smithsonian talks, and then at 1985 at the Plaza Accords. And all of these countries will get together, and they will have formulas for devaluing those currencies against revaluing these currencies, and there will be a default agreement. That's what they're headed for here. And so that's why it's extremely important not to be long any currency if you can help it, and to be in gold and silver related assets, because they are going to either hold their own or go up in value.
It's like a bad dream, Bob. I mean, everybody I know is either losing their job or getting pay cuts. The economy is just falling apart everywhere, and they're not bringing the factories back. They're not bringing the jobs back. They are, by design, the White House economic science czar says in his own textbooks he wants to shut down the economy, and how to destroy the U.S. economy is described in here, and that's actually what is covered in the book Eco-Science. I mean, that's what they're doing now. It's that they're so over-the-top criminal that we're almost defenseless against it just because we can't even imagine they're this corrupt.
I've always said that it is very, very difficult for the average decent human mind to even contemplate the diabolical criminality of these people. They just can't believe people can be that bad, just like you just said.
So sick. It's like a bad dream. A caller said a few days ago, and I've since been repeating it, it's true. It's like being in a car with a maniac driving it at 150 miles an hour down a road, and you know over the next hill there's a hairpin turn, a 25-mile-an-hour turn, and you're telling, look, lunatic, slow down. It's real. There's danger over that hill. And they just say, shut up, conspiracy theorist, and you're all strapped in, and they're driving like a maniac about to kill you. And that's how I felt talking to these FBI guys. It's just, I'd tell them about the New World Order, and it's all just funny. It's all a joke. It's all a game. No, it isn't a game. It isn't a joke. It's real.
It surely is.
What do you see Obama doing as his approval rating plunges?
Well, I predicted in January that in September, October, it'd be 40. And I guess that Rasmussen has it at 45 right now or something like that?
Yeah, it was Rasmussen had it 49 last week, and now it's dropped to 40 in some demographics, but overall 47. And other polls have got him at 49, 48, 47. And these are groups that normally cook polls. So he is just... Well, he's plunged faster than any president in modern history.
Yep, and his claim to great fortune is that he settled a dispute in Cambridge, Massachusetts, over somebody who'd been picked up by the police, and he said, we can get this all sorted out by having a beer together.
And then the media's all, he had a Bud Light, the big corporate, you know, kind of white trash beer. And I'm not saying Bud Light's, I mean, it really is bad beer, in my opinion. But the point, I mean, Anheuser-Busch has got a few good products. But, I mean, the issue is it's all about the average guy beer you know, that he was drinking, and the other guys. It's all just fluff crap.
Incidentally, Alex, do you know who Jackie Mason is?
Yes, to the moon without a rocket.
Well, he's one of my favorite comics. And he just did a piece on Obama, and I've got the link.
Oh, no. That was Jackie Gleason. Yeah, no, I know who Jackie Mason is. He goes on Fox News, sure.
Yeah, and anyway, he's just made a tape about Mr. Obama, our president. And you'll see it tomorrow in my issue, the link. And he really takes him apart. He says Mr. Obama is a racist.
Well, I don't even know Mr. Obama's a racist. He is a race pimp. He's a social engineer. He knows how to play everybody off against each other.
Anyway, it's entertaining.
Well, let's just take calls. I'm speechless here. Maggie in Arizona. Maggie, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Oh, hello. It's such a privilege to talk to you, Alex, and to you too, Mr. Chapman. What I'm asking about is, Alex, I understand I missed part of the show yesterday, unfortunately, and I understand that there was an email and a caller regarding possible confirmation, seeing something from the feds in regards to a bank holiday calling for the late August undetermined links. I'm wondering if you might...
No, she was, and we did get the document. And we've gotten other similar documents and documents with hospital workers being told they have to take shots. And then a day after the guy told us that and gave us the document, it was actually in the news. So this was a bank that is in New Orleans, and they were saying, we're going to have these injections for you.
As I from another source, heard they actually did get an email from someone who has a close friend in the banking industry, and she saw a notification stating that they would be closing undetermined links. The date will be determined late in August.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of banks themselves that are closing or being taken over, so there's a lot of those notices going out. But the establishment may have a bank holiday, but really they're just going to devalue the currency. But we have the expert on the line with us. Ma'am, I appreciate your call. Can you answer Maggie's question? We do know, and I did confirm this, the State Department has all its embassies moving mostly out of their cash reserves. They have millions per embassy in these vaults for different payoffs and different emergencies and other things, little CIA command bases. You remember that story a month ago or so about them dumping a lot of dollars and getting their local currency coming up for the fall. That more and more looks like for the flu, a global flu pandemic, in case they decide to go with that, or is that something else, Bob Chapman?
Well, I just interpreted it just a little while ago as being, and I said I backed into it, being that the dollar was going to fall and not be accepted as readily as they might like, and it probably will cause a crisis. And in an embassy, let's say in Munich, which is one of the ones that received this money, they galloped out and get rid of the dollars and bought euros. And that's so that they would have a stash there in the local currency that would be accepted, that they could continue to do the things that they have to do. That's my take on it.
Yes, ma'am, I wouldn't put anything past them. They're clearly moving on all fronts to bring in the New World Order agenda. They're in high gear. And so we have Department of Defense driving around the parking lot and FBI visiting, and because the criminal takeover is happening, and the banks are just totally raping the country. I mean, and they, let me tell you, I am a canary in the coal mine. If they come grab me for something, folks, you better just squeeze your butt cheeks together, because they're coming after you. I'm sorry. I'm out of control, folks. It's just that this is really going on. This is really happening. That's pretty funny, isn't it, Bob?
Yeah, it's not going to get better, and I think that's what you're trying to say. And so please prepare yourself mentally, physically, and get your food, your dehydrated, freeze-dried food into your filter, and make sure you get plenty of clips and ammo. It's probably going to come down to that. And I hate to have to say that, but You know, there's no...
And they're like vampires. They look for any excuse to get you in their system like you've done something. Oh, you had a hair sticking up. You had a crooked toenail. Life in prison.
Well, they are overreacting to crime, and when it's really not even crime. And, you know, here the people like you and I who talk about the truth, we're terrorists. We're bad people. And, of course, we're not.
Well, I did show the FBI a Ron Paul sticker in the parking lot. I said, look, DHS report, terrorist. And they kind of went, yeah. Yeah. And they kind of smiled. You know, we're...
They should be ashamed of themselves. You know, that's the way my mom would put it if she was still alive. You know, because she was so for law and order, so to speak. And she would be so disappointed to see how our country's law enforcement is degenerated. It's awful.
Take a few calls from Ronnie, Brian, Joel Keebler, and others on the other side of this quick break. It is sick when me and Bob just start laughing, because I'm sitting here thinking about being drug off to prison, and I'm just laughing. It's so ridiculous.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
You're going to find out who our surprise guest is here soon enough. Chapman is our guest. Ronnie in Texas, you're on the air. Thank you for holding.
Thank you, sirs. And I want to thank Mr. Chapman. I've got two ideas for you. One,
actually can sink in for you too, I think, is to help you and this program and everyone else is to keep laughing, use humor whenever you can because, and here's the key, it helps people want to remember what you say to them because humor is a, it's like a reward. And so sharing joy with info is the key. I think it helps it sink in, whatever you're trying to do.
I know, but when the tyranny is so sick and so obvious and so ridiculous, you start laughing. I mean, it's just sick.
Yeah,
I mean, this world is just run by a bunch of scum, and the public's all dumbed down. But you know what? I shouldn't be negative, and I appreciate your call, Ronnie. The good news here, Bob, is we're up to almost 300 sponsors to end the Fed. The globalists are on the run on every front. They must be really getting scared.
They should. We're formidable opponents.
Oh, let's take another call here. Let's go ahead and talk to Brian in Canada. Brian, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Hi, Bob.
Hi.
Hey, buddy.
I just wanted to let you guys know up in Canada, yeah, it's the same thing. They say that the recession's over. You know, makes you wonder what kind of pills they're taking. But, yeah, you should stay positive, Alex, because if you go onto social networks like 12160 and other places like that, people are well aware of what's going on and they're making up their own contingency plans. They're communicating. They're talking. We're having a big effect. Bob, I was wondering if you don't think this is a mistake on their part, too. For years, we have the impression that they're under the control of everything, but that money is money, and money is normal and regular. And just recently, when they come up with their, let's say, prefabricated problems, they turned to us. They tried to take money from us. But when you saw them putting together the packages, you had a big resistance from the people. And so they kind of turned around and said, well, look, we're the ones who created the money anyway, so we can just create more. And this kind of tells the public, well, watch, if you create the money and if you can make your own money at any time to get yourself out of your own problems, basically you don't need us and we don't have to put up with you anymore. It's kind of a mistake on their part.
Well, I think you're absolutely right, and it's a very unusual but adroit way of explaining their problem. And it's a very sophisticated answer, and I thank you for it. I hadn't thought of it in those terms, but they underestimate people. And there's a lot of very, very bright people throughout the entire world, and they think that they are far better than everybody else because they are in this elite group. And, of course, they know better what's good for us than we do. And when they're met with formidable force, which they have many times before, they've lost at this a number of times. And a number of players along the way have been liquidated by different societies, and many of them have been banned. In the olden days, they used to ban people for doing this. Although today I don't know where we could ban people too. But the point is that we are making a tremendous effect. We're making them react. We're telling everybody what they're doing. And in this environment where you have the layoffs and the drop in consumption, the problems in housing, both in all of those things, people's
right.
minds are open.
All right, Bob, great having you on with us. I appreciate you coming on.
Okay, see you next week.
All right, the internationalforecaster.com. My website is Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. His issue comes out tomorrow. Be sure and check it out. Our surprise guest coming up in just 70 seconds.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.